Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, yesterday and a number of times over the past few months, we've spoken to residents of the Lochfinchna area who've been evacuated from their homes on account of the increasing flooding there. Five families have had to leave their homes just recently, and there are concerns now for other houses in the locality. Roscommon County Council, whose flood relief schemes were stopped by the High Court, has blamed Friends of the Irish Environment for taking them to court over the issue in the first place. Well, Tony Lowe's is a director of Friends of the Irish Environment, and he's on the line with us now. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, we spoke to Ellie McLaughlin yesterday, and Ellie had to leave her home along with her children because of the floods. We'll get on to why the pipeline to drain the lake isn't complete in a minute. What's your message to Ellie, though, and others who are in the same situation?
I think the message is one of incredible sympathy. This has been the worst case that we have taken on. We're volunteers and we're concerned about European environmental law in Ireland. And we bring cases in order to ensure that the public gets the rights that they should have under European environmental law. And that's what we did in this case. Mm-hmm. But obviously, from the residents' point of view, it looks as though we went charging in and, took on this thing and have ended up with people who you could not have more sympathy for. I mean, you can imagine being in the situation that they're in their 80s, some of them, their own homes being flooded and standing there watching it and wondering, why is this happening? The lack of understanding of the situation has been critical.
They will see, Tony, that there was a solution in place, and Roscommon County Council was trying to build this pipeline to drain the water from the loch. So why did you and your colleagues feel it was important to take the County Council to court?
Because the County Council should have gone through the process of environmental impact assessment in order to determine that if they did go ahead with this project, are there damages that might arise that they haven't looked at? In this case, it's particularly important to know that the pipe does not go to Loch Ree. The pipe goes to a field above three other communities, Newtown, Carrowmarock, and Carna. And those people have written and tried to get attention, pointing out that the entire contents of the overflow are going to be dumped into their backyard. Mm-hmm. And they already have flooding.
Okay, and we've asked Roscommon County Council about this. We have asked them for a statement today. We haven't heard anything back yet, but when we get it, we will. So you're saying that this pipeline would have caused flooding in another area?
That's right. It sends the flooding. This is a pretty common problem with flooding. You just send it down to your neighbours. And I know that the people in Funchina do not want to do that. Mm-hmm. But I know that they don't realize that this is what's going to happen. Now, I'm just citing this as an example, a very good example of the kind of things that can happen if you don't go through the process. So what has happened here in Ireland is that a lot of the local authorities trying to cut corners are using a 1949 act that predates their rights. We have another case in Galway where near Kyamore Bridge, where the river was seriously polluted, again, using the 1949 Act. Now, if they had used the appropriate legislation, residents would have had a chance to object. People would have had a chance to appeal to An Bord Pleanála. But by using this antiquated legislation, those rights are denied to them. Yeah. And this is something that we really can't have around the country.
I suppose when you mention appeals and environmental assessments, that's all fine and well, and it sounds like the proper thing to do. But if the water is lapping at your front door, you want the thing fixed quickly.
The water was lapping at the front door, or very nearly, in 2016, when the whole area was very badly flooded. And more than 300 settlements were identified as requiring flood mitigation measures. And this Funchina was not on that list. And that list was revised in 2019, and it was still not on that list. And I think the reason for that is that a cost-benefit analysis has been done and shows that it is simply not worth putting this pipe in, that it is cheaper to relocate the people, however painful that is.
Mm-hmm. But if we is that what you think, we don't... Is that what you think should happen?
That is what should have happened. And it certainly should have happened, when we first went to the courts in 2021, The manager had already told the councillors that this was the way to go, that we need to do these studies, that it will take time, but that we must do it properly. And then suddenly, in May, he changed his tune and brought in this other act. And this is the kind of behavior that we're going to be facing as Ireland faces more flooding because of the change in climate change. Mm-hmm. Do we really want to give flood relief to the people who shout loudest? Or do we want to go through a process to make sure we're spending our money most wisely?
I suppose the people who are dealing with these problems will use the instruments that are available to them legally to try and solve a problem for people who are facing a desperate situation. And you have conceded that the people involved here are in a desperate situation. But for those who say, who blame your organisation, Friends of the Irish Environment, for stopping the flood relief works, are you saying that they should look at Roscommon County Council instead?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the OPW and the Minister for Floods. You say, oh, they used a different legal mechanism. The mechanism isn't legal. You can't use that mechanism. You may not undermine European law by legislation that you pass in your own country. People have rights under European law. Mm-hmm. That's why we were set up in the late 1990s, because we felt that it wasn't being appreciated here in Ireland.
Yeah, Dennis Nocton, the independent TD, says that temporary draining of the lock could be done while the environmental impact study happens, so the things would happen simultaneously. Would that be a solution?
Well, I'm not sure that the residents of the villages, that are the settlements that are going to be flooded by the overflow, would think that that was a solution.
If you could avoid that happening.
You mean if they continued the pipe? What other adverse impacts are there? Why have we not examined the proposal properly, the way it should be done and the way the council should do it, so that we can ensure there aren't any bad effects? The irony is, if we went through this long procedure of environmental impact assessment under the Habitats Directive, at the end of that, even if you find it's going to damage something, you can still do it for overriding public importance. So that is the way that it's done in Europe, and that's the way that it should be done here in Ireland. They then look at it and say, okay, this is really done for public importance, so we'll go ahead and do it, and we'll mitigate the dangers, and we'll make sure that nobody else gets flooded, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. There's another impact of this, and we've heard about this as we've covered this story. The failure to drain the lock has damaged, we're told, the area of special conservation. And we had a very vivid telling of the story of the swans who can't access food because the water is so deep now and they've just left many of them. Do you agree with that the flora and fauna has just been swamped in that area and that the special conservation nature of it has been damaged?
I think that you have to realise that this is a turlock. This is not a lake. I don't know if you've been told there about the time that it disappeared
hours. We've heard all about this, how it would appear and then disappear, but now that the disappearing element of it has stopped.
It has stopped for now, but we don't understand karst limestone well enough to be able to predict how this is going to play out. We don't know. I mean, I know there are rumors about farmers' silage wraps getting jammed in the exit point. There's a rumor about a garage in
Well, don't deal in rumors now, Tony, because that leads to accusations.
Well, exactly,
let's not do that.
Let's deal with facts. And the facts are that we do not know what will happen when we do this.
But on the point that the existing flora and fauna now are swamped in the special area of conservation because of the flooding, do you agree that that is happening?
I would have to see a study. I would have to see scientists who go in and look and see what's happening. I don't go on rumour any more than you do, Claire. Mm-hmm. We have professionals in this country who can assess that situation. And that's what they would be doing if the environmental impact assessment process was taking place.
All right, Tony, we'll leave it there. But thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. We do appreciate you taking the time. That's Tony Lowes, who's director of the organisation Friends of the Irish Environment. Coming up, an update on President Michael D. Higgins' health. He's revealed that he recently suffered a minor stroke.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.